People Clint Barton kissed for the mission, and one he'd know anywhere. Written by Train Cat and read by Mystical Rain. Summary: Hawkeye actually does have a superpower, and it involves kissing people. Clint has this thing. Clint has a lot of things, actually. He's got the archery thing, the purple thing, and the hanging around the rafters thing. But there's this one thing, this one specific thing. It's kind of a kissing thing. It's not a big deal or anything, it's just, he can tell love from a kiss. They're like fingerprints, or snowflakes, or classified shield files. Unique and beautiful. There's some kind of oral fixation? Fury asks Coulson the first time he sees Clint in action. Coulson does this thing with his mouth, where he tries not to make any sort of expression at all. Lifts one shoulder barely in a shrug and says, "It's a talent, apparently." "Agent Barton," Fury says, shaking his head. "After you, they broke the damn mold." Clint wipes the imposter's lipstick off on his sleeve and notches another arrow to his bow. He's not bothered. He knows he's a real talented son of a bitch. Mwah. If he's being honest, he goes for Steve first, mostly because he feels bad about what he's about to do. Steve's a good guy, and he doesn't see it coming. And if Clint could figure out a way to get it done without Steve noticing, he would. He's tried the sleep-kissing thing on S.H.I.E.L.D. orders, and it doesn't work. Also, kind of skeevy. "Hey, Cap," he says, seizing the opportunity when he sees Steve alone in the kitchen. "Come here a minute." Steve looks up from the tall glass of something swampy and green. "Can I help you with something?" he approaches as Clint beckons. And if it was anybody else, Clint could just lay one on him and run for it. But it's Captain America, and he just can't. Clint's crossed a lot of lines. He knows that. He's been an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and an assassin besides. And he was just kind of an all-round Toba kid. Normally he doesn't have a problem doing what has to be done. But what he just can't do is surprise kiss Steve Rogers. "I need to talk to you about something," he says. "About the team, about me." Steve nods, face perfectly serious. "Of course," he says, and he's so unsuspecting and earnest that Clint could just cry. "You see, I've got this thing. Let's call it a talent," Clint says, because he doesn't have another word for it. If it's a superpower, it's one hell of a specific one. Coulson has referred to it as a gift once, and Fury had snorted and said, "If that's a gift, then he better have kept a receipt." Clint's pretty sure he's just mad he's never gotten the Barton experience, though. "Pucker up, buttercup," Clint has said to him, and Fury had just stared at him and replied, "Agent Barton, this might be hard for you to understand, but it's not necessarily my best interest to have your magic lips catalogue my person. Back to your post." Steve nods, brow furrowed. He looks like he's really concentrating what Clint's saying, like he's really interested. He keeps making it harder. Clint twists his mouth to the side and forces himself to continue. "It just lets me, well, identify people, kind of," he says, waving a hand in a loose, lazy circle, more to check out his wrist than anything else. Steve frowns, crossing his arms. "Identify?" he repeats. "Can you elaborate?" "What the hell?" Clint thinks, and grabs Steve's perfect, confused face between his hands. He seals their lips together. It's nothing deep or fancy, just an insistent press of his mouth onto Steve's. To his credit, Steve doesn't jerk away or shove him or anything. He just sort of goes very still, mouth slack against Clint's. Clint closes his eyes and waits for it to happen. It takes a few seconds, but then everything sort of clicks. He pulls away. Steve turns about 5 different colors all at once. Clint gives an awkward slap on the arm. "You okay there, Cap?" he asks. Steve opens his mouth, but no sound comes out. Clint clears his throat and continues. "So, that's pretty much it. Now, if you're abducted or replaced by shapeshifters, doombots, those robot Starks building to replace us, you name it. I'll be able to tell."
"Tony's not building robots to replace us," Steve says quickly. "So you can identify people by kissing them?"
He raises a hand to his mouth and sort of just keeps it hovering there. His eyes are very wide.
"Basically," Clint says.
"Yes." Steve nods slowly.
That's, he says, stops, clears his throat. He looks up and then down again to the side. Useful. That's very useful. That's... You don't have to do that again, do you? The corner of Clint's mouth quirks upward. No, sir, he says, saluting. Not unless you have to check to see if you're swapped out for a Skrull. Right, Steve says, nodding to himself. His ears are still pink. Right, have you done this to the rest of the team yet? On my own time, Clint says, and nods again. Clint holds out a fist. We're good? Steve offers him a funny sort of half-smile. He knocks his own fist against Clint's. It's stiff, but it's a start.
We are, he says. Just as a suggestion, maybe you should give the rest a little warning before you kiss them.
I'll consider it, Clint tells him, which he does for all of 5 minutes. He is, after all, in his defense, a secret agent. Mwah. Clint enters Operation Bruce Banner with a plan. He has to. He's not stupid enough to think he can survive a makeout session with Big, Mean, and Green. He lets Natasha know what he's doing ahead of time, just in case. He feels sort of bad about Bruce, too, but it's not quite as bad as with Steve. Probably because, as intimidating as Captain America is, he's still not the Hulk. Still, the poor guy doesn't really deserve the surprises. He has to put up with Stark science yammering all the damn time. Isn't that punishment enough? Clint settles into his perch and waits. He waits for a long, long time. Personally, he blames Stark. The two of them just keep talking and poking at something. Clint doesn't want to know what. It looks like it might explode, and also kind of like it used to be in the back of a fridge. Finally, Stark leaves the room. Clint seizes his opportunity. He swings down from the ceiling, suspended by his ankles, so he's face to face with Bruce. Don't get mad, Clint says. Bruce drops an armful of very expensive-looking lab equipment. Clint, what? He starts, and then Clint's covering his mouth with his own. And Bruce is kind of mumbling against his lips. It's not unpleasant. Clint breaks the kiss a moment later. He pats Bruce on the cheek and says, I'll explain later, big guy. Scout's honor. And then he's pulling himself back into the rafters. Bruce gapes up at the spot where he is, motionless until Stark comes back. Hey, he says, staring at Bruce with concern. He snaps his fingers a couple of times. You with me, Banner? From his perch, Clint catches Bruce's eye. He raises one finger to his lips. Bruce gives him an odd look and then shakes his head with a tiny smile. It's nothing, he says, and puts a hand on Tony's shoulder and leads him deeper into the lab, saying, So what about that accelerator? How should you account for... Clint tunes him out, settling back with his arms crossed behind his head. All in all, Operation Bruce Banner is a success. Mwah. The opportunity to kiss Thor just kind of presents itself when they're attacked on Tony Stark's brand spanking new, recently installed, completely unsinkable baby, Quinjet. Iron Man has Captain America well in hand. Mostly, Clint suspects, so they can continue yelling at each other. Titanic, Tony. Didn't you ever learn about the Titanic? Followed by, I'm sorry, Steve, but the icebergs aren't exactly the same level as alien missiles. So when he sees Natasha all but scale Thor, he figures, well, yeah, seems like a plan. Nobody's too worried about Hulk's landing plans. Do not concern yourselves, my friends, Thor says, looking first to Natasha and then to Clint. He gives a mighty swing of his hammer, apparently not impeded at all by the way Natasha's got her arms wrapped around his massive bicep. We have and will certainly see worse. Ain't that the truth, Clint says. And then, because he's always been an in-the-moment sort of guy, ninjas himself halfway over Thor's shoulder so he can lay one on him. Thor is kind of an amazing kisser. Really? Natasha shouts over the rush of wind. Right now? Clint shrugs. Thor looks bemused. For luck, Clint tells him. And, you know, in case anyone ever tries to replace you with a robot. Midgard has strange customs, Thor says,
but doesn't drop Clint or anything, so he figures it's a win. Mwah. Tony Stark is last, because honestly, Clint isn't really looking forward to kissing him. Think of it this way, Natasha says, sitting at the table. Her eyes follow him as he bustles around the kitchen. You get to kiss a billionaire genius. Been there, done that, Clint says. He stirs the chili, tastes it, and adds more red pepper. I'm over it. Natasha shrugs. You're gonna have to get it over with sooner or later. Clint scowls down at the chili. Natasha steals his wooden spoon on her way out. He knows he has to kiss Tony Stark. He just really, really doesn't want to. It's partly the beard. He doesn't like beards. But the rest of it's all just Tony. Tony, who once tried to upgrade Clint's bow, and he keeps bragging about how he's been trained in hand-to-hand combat by Captain America. So what? So's Bruce, jerk. Tony, who is irrefutably, impossibly brilliant, and kind of a really good guy deep down under that glowing metal circle in his chest. Clint scowls and starts taking out his frustrations on the chili. He knows he's gonna have to kiss Tony Stark, preferably before anything major goes down, which gives him a deadline of probably the next 2 days, realistically speaking. Turns out he doesn't need to worry about it. The next evening is movie night, because nothing says team bonding like watching Steve and Thor watch Star Wars for the first time. And Bruce is halfway through his pretty compelling pitch about why they should be watching Raiders of the Lost Ark when Tony bursts wide-eyed into the room. It's the first time anyone's seen him out of his lab all day. Barton, he says, why have you kissed everyone else in the team except me? All eyes turn to Clint. He crosses his arms. Furthermore, why are you kissing the whole team? Tony asks, throwing his hands up in the air. Clint tilts his head very slightly to the left. He doesn't say anything, mostly just to watch Tony turn colors. He can identify people by kissing them, Natasha says, because Natasha is a traitor who's never loved him. Clint scowls at her, and she shrugs back. It's going to come out eventually, it's not exactly a secret. It's classified SHIELD information, Clint says. Natasha gives him a look that says, exactly. Tony works his jaw for a moment, wordlessly, and then comes out with, what does that even mean? It's simple, Clint says, because it is. When I kiss you, it's like I get this map of you. I'll know if it's really yourself or you've been replaced. By kissing us? Tony says. He gestures to the rest of the team, as if to say, you believe this? They just stare back at him. Tony runs to Clint. What do you mean replaced? Replaced by what? Skrulls, Natasha says. Very realistic robots, Bruce offers. Mutant shapeshifters, Steve says, and adds when everyone looks at him. What? I know things. My brother, Thor sighs forlorn. There's a long moment of silence wherein everyone just kind of looks at Thor. I don't know what to say to that, Tony shakes his head. That's just disturbing, okay? He pauses and then asks the inevitable. So why haven't you kissed me yet? All eyes are on Clint. He hasn't been the subject of this much attention since the time with the Russian guy and the invisible monkeys. So you thought, oh hey, I have this kissing superpower. You know who I won't bother using it on? The billionaire whose tower I live in? Who is also Iron Man? Tony slaps a hand across his arc reactor and throws his arms out again. I could be replaced already. How would you know? I could be any of those things. I do not think you could be Loki, Thor interjects with a wry smirk. Though whether he could be you is another matter altogether. Look, Clint says, starting forward. He's got that twitch in his jaw he's starting to associate with Tony Stark, and his fingers are kind of itching for something to shoot. You want to go? Right here? Right now? Tony sticks his chin out. He lifts his eyebrows. He gestures to himself. Let's go, cowboy, he says. Clint grabs a fistful of Tony's shirt right over the soft blue glow of the arc reactor and hauls him in. He seals their lips together and makes it sweet and lingering.
Then Tony sticks his tongue into his mouth. What happens next is not Clint's fault. He's never been able to resist a challenge. There is a lot of tongue. And teeth. And way more of Tony Stark's saliva than Clint is frankly comfortable with at the end of the day. It's sort of smouldering. He's gonna have beard burn for sure. Finally, they break off and sort of pant into each other's mouths. Tony flutters his eyelashes and says, "Was it good for you, Legolas?" Clint snorts. He lets go of Tony and says, hand over his heart, "You have my bow." "And my hammer," Thor adds.
"We're not going to watch that again, are we?" Steve asks. He puts on a good face, but they all know Sam and Frodo make him sad.
Clint collapses next to Natasha on Tony's obscenely expensive sofa, and with some maneuvering, steals a massive handful out of the popcorn bowl Bruce has clutched to his chest. Tony says, "Jarvis, if you please," and the lights go down and the screen lights up.
"Been there, done that, huh?" Natasha says in his ear.
She snags a piece of popcorn and tosses it back, catching it in her mouth. Clint nudges her with his knee. Mwah. The first time he kisses Natasha is in Prague. It's their first real mission together, and they don't know each other very well yet. Every time Natasha meets his eyes, it's just... it's intense. Clint knows there's two reasons Fury put them together on this. One, Fury, for some damn reason, thinks Clint can stand up to Natasha and her sharp eyes and cold fury and just her everything. He's not gonna lie. She sort of scares him. Two, they're in Prague to track down what S.H.I.E.L.D. suspects is a team of face stealers. The details aren't pretty. They're literally stealing faces, just cutting them off, and through science or magic or alien tech, or a combination of creativity and just plain human depravity, making masks out of them. To say Clint doesn't like it would be an understatement. They lost the first two agents they sent. The recovery team reported back a week later, saying they'd found them, safe and sound, but a little strange, probably just a shock, nothing to worry about. Then they lost the recovery team too. They sent Natasha because she's got some very specific skills. They sent Clint because he's got one very specific skill. "Look," he says to Natasha, "before we get started, there's something I have to do." She turns to him, the dim light of the hotel room hallway, catching on the bridge of her nose and her glossy red lips. Her hair is a mess of curls, and her dress is simple and black. They got dressed together, but Clint's not stupid enough to think the weapons he saw are the only ones she's packing. "Make it quick," she says, and Clint sucks in a breath, steps forward. Odds are he's going to get shanked for this, but hey, he's had worse before. That's what comes from mandatory agent kissing. Natasha stands her ground, unblinking, and then Clint slides one hand across her cheek, brushing back a lock of hair, and presses their lips together. He keeps his eyes open. So does she. Everything clicks into place. Natasha. And he sighs a little and pulls back. That's when she bites him. And not in a sexy way. Clint yelps, caught off guard, and wipes his mouth off on the back of his hand. It comes away streaked with two kinds of red, her lipstick and his blood. Natasha smirks at him, whipping a tube out of somewhere. He can shoot an apple off a man's head blindfolded and backwards, and he has. But even he can't follow that move. She reapplies her lipstick, staring at her reflection in the mirrored cap, and then she flicks her eyes towards him. "Got what you need?" she asks. It's clear from the look in her eye she knows all about Clint's little talent, but then S.H.I.E.L.D. is always full of gossips. "And then some," he says, sucking on his bottom lip to stanch the blood. "Your lipstick tastes like mango." She makes a noise that might be a laugh, if he turns his head and squints. "Why do you think I bought it?" 2 days later, he loses sight of Natasha in the warehouse. He has instructions. He has his orders. He knows he's not supposed to go after her, so he keeps firing. Clint's sick of losing people. By the time she finds him again, they're both covered in grit and soot and blood. He's sitting on a pile of rubble, waiting for their ride. Natasha flashes him a smile that's mostly teeth, and Clint obligingly makes room for her. He's gonna have to kiss her. He knows. Because she was gone for over an hour there, and if there's one thing he's learned, it's that anything can happen in that kind of time. Hey, she says. He glances at her. Hey, he returns, rotating one shoulder and making a face. Natasha leans forward and kisses him, and it's Clint's turn to freeze. It's still me, she says, when she pulls back, looking at him straight in the eye. I'm starting to get that, Clint replies. The end. Thank you for listening. Mwah.